It's my understanding that this was very preliminary in nature, coming from a human asset that's been taken into custody, and that in many ways the plot was just in the planning stages, which, again, from a counterterrorism strategy, shows the disruption concept of trying to nip these transnational threats in the bud before they get started, in an effort to try to root out any other Confederates that may already be lying in wait in these cities ready to be activated.
So this plot, as we've been told, or at least we've heard as the time has passed, was something similar or was designed to be similar to the Mumbai-style plot. If I remember correctly, you said some time back that that plot was something that was appeared to be an off-the-shelf kind of plot. Is that correct? And if this were the case, give us an idea of what an off-the-shelf plot is like.
Well, the fascinating part about the Mumbai attack, again, this was a simultaneous small commando team assaults on a subway system, train station, and hotel, as well as a Jewish house, is it's identical to a plot that was put together in 1992 in New York City by Sheikh Omar Abdul Rahman's cell, the original Ramzi Yosef cell, where they looked at many scenarios involving small cell commando style attacks on major hotels in New York City, such as the Waldorf Astoria, the UN Plaza. So in essence, when you're looking at an off-the-shelf plan, these would be MOs that have been put together that have in many ways shown a business model of being effective, or at least operationally feasible, and in Mumbai's case, actually successful.
What's the purpose of an off-the-shelf plot, and are they just packaged and put on the shelf for later, or are they usually put on the shelf because at the time that they're designed, it's not functional?
When you look at an off-the-shelf plot, in essence, what you're dealing with is a specific target set that's pretty much fixed, let's say a hotel. So then you can design your attack scenarios around that fixed location, such as the use of a ruse, such as infiltrating a hotel event where you may have a speaker, the use of perhaps delivery vehicles as a ruse to get a tactical team close, perhaps work in taxi cabs for surveillance purposes. In essence, you start with your fixed target set and then work your scenario around it, but you can move that from places such as New York City to Mumbai in that case.
What I hear you saying is that what's been unfolding in Europe is serious, but it's not something that's viewed as imminent at this point.
I think that this plot was nipped in the bud early enough that it's certainly been mitigated at this point. And I think the important part when you look at this kind of transnational threat is just the nature of how that kind of very granular data today is shared across borders. I can remember a day when it was very difficult to get governments to move on any kind of information, to include our own at times. So in essence, if you look at where we are today with this kind of disruption strategy, we've certainly come a long way, and I think that my hat's off to the counterterrorism agencies of many different nations for neutralizing this early on.
Fred Burton is Vice President of Intelligence at Stratfor. Fred Burton is Vice President of Intelligence at Stratfor. J.J. Green, WTOP News.